Blog Talk Radio.
Valentine's Day, and welcome to the Chica Show. I'm your host, Myra, aka Chica. Before we go on, just want to let you guys know that tomorrow is the Day of Love, you know, known as Valentine's Day. And since tomorrow it is Valentine's Day, I would like to give out the shout-outs and love to all my friends from Facebook. I love you guys. To shout-out to all the famous people out there who is really trying to, you know, be famous, become singers, actors, or whatever you guys are. A big shout-out to y'all if you guys are listening in. Especially, you know, Stephen Joseph. Hello, Stephen Joseph. I bought your shirt. I support you. The reason I'm doing that because I really love him. I love the way he is. And the makeup is so fabulous. I mean, don't worry about these haters out there who are against you, who you are and everything. A big old kiss to you. I mean, hey. You know, yeah, support whatever they are. You know, even though he's a male dressed as a female, you know, he is the gorgeous person out there. So, I mean, I wish him the best of luck and all. And the big, huge, 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 huge. Okay, another huge again, and another huge again. Big huge shout out to all the listeners out there live on the air. Thank you for all the support. It's been a while. I've been a couple months since I've been on the air. Recently, I mean, I've been off like last month I've been out for two of those Saturdays, but, you know, things happen. So a big huge shout out to all my friends, to all the famous people and the people who are listening to right now. Happy Valentine's Day with lots of love. I'm not really big on Valentine's Day, you guys, but, I'm getting there. You know, it's just been difficult, but I'm just hanging in there, you know. Y'all, my Valentines, let's put it this way. Before we go on, last week, this is the main title of what we're going to be doing. It's what's going on for the week of 7th to 13th. But even though the 6th I probably would count as it, but, you know, that's like last week. But I count Sundays like the first week and then until I'm there. But anyways, last week, Sister MVP was on live on the show. And we had a really good discussion, and basically I really want to talk a little bit more because since tomorrow's Valentine's Day, and just to give you a little brief short of a little topic here, we have discussed about cheaters. Well, technically, what everybody has been going through in the relationship of cheating is a not healthy relationship. But let's put it this way. Everybody, I don't know. I mean, it's not my business in a way, but everybody went go through a cheating situation with your husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, significant other, you know, whoever, you know, gay, straight, bi, whatever. I mean, in a relationship, period. I mean, I can't even tell because right now, you know, with same sex and all that involved, you know, it's kind of like, you know, okay, well, I put a significant other or, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, 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 you know, I mean, whatever. But, you know, I'm not against gay people, period. You know, I love gay people. You know, gay people are like my best friends in the world. You know, they treat me with respect. I respect them. You respect me, I respect them. And we all love each other no matter what. But anyways, if you ever been through a cheating situation, if you guys listening right now, okay, if you ever been through a cheating situation, okay, by all means, please call at 657-383-0357. And if you guys are listening again, or if you go on my Facebook page, I don't remember the pages, but I'll probably post it later on tonight, I mean later on break, but I'm going to go on a commercial, post it on there, but if you've ever been to a cheating situation, just by all means, please share it, and then let's see what go on there. I mean, it's just kind of like a little unhealthy situation, but it's sad. It breaks your heart. You know, it's like you ask yourself, why? Why he did that to you? Why he did that to me? You know, you have a friend comes up to you and say, why he's cheating on me? No. And you ask yourself, and you ask your friends that, why? Is this because of the way you look? Is it the way you are? Or is it the way? No, no. But me and Sister MVP, we had a really good discussion, period. I mean, it's just, you know, basically why we need to do it. And all we have to do is pray to God. I don't go to religion, once again. I mean, kind of a little like, okay, this has gone a little too far. I don't want to deal with the religion stuff. But I think, to me, prayers might be the best bet ever in life, because how can we deal with the negativity things, you know how the negativity absorbs to your body and your energy. And, you know, your energy is going to end up being black, like the color black. Like what they say, like your chakras will be black. But in a way, prayers is a, it'll seem like medicine. A medicine of life. But if you have anything, you know, about that, you know, go to a prayer counseling or go to, you know, people that they can help you involved in the situation like this. But my best bet is to pray. Just say, dear Father God, why he ever did this to me, make me feel strong in, you know, Christ's name, amen, or, you know, any type of religion type prayers, don't matter what it is, but, you know, whether it's your Muslim, Islam, paganism, Wiccan, Catholic, Jew, Christian, whatever you are, you know, just do it. Because God will be there. Period. But let's go on here. I have a little thing that, you know, a long, long time ago, and this is like way before, I was young. I was very young. I mean, young, like, probably like in my 20s, 34, but shoot, I was like, probably like my teens, 20s, around there, but, I've been cheated on before, and it was very heartbroken, but at the same time, say to myself, you know, if I find my true love, no matter who you are or who you, you know, will be at, you know, if only fairy godmother will help me, you know, give me the bibbly bobbly boo crap and just bam, there you go. I'm sorry, I had to laugh at that one. Bibbly bobbly boo. You know, I would, don't do that type of stuff. I mean, if he treats me like a queen, I treat him like a king, you know, but why you cheat? So, many people got many reactions of being cheated on. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that, that people going through, you know, and this type of illness, too. I mean, you can be addicted in a way, but some people think, like, you know, I don't know, it's just craziness. So, I mean, that's about it. I mean, I'm not going to be, like, going on about cheaters. I mean, this is not my really type of my show, but I was going to, you know, give you a little preview what happened last week because so many people probably didn't listen in or, you know, maybe you probably missed out something that, or maybe I probably missed out certain important words out there in last week's show that I haven't gotten to it, but excuse me, long day. Another thing that's going on here. Well, I'm going to continue a little on before we go on break here. before we go on break, I'll tell you what, a little bit of what's going on. Technically, in the school I'm attending to, it seems so awkward. I mean, how, the difference between a Blog Talk Radio and an actual radio show from, through the FCC and all this stuff, it's a big, huge difference here, people don't understand this. As I've been recently listening to another Blog Talk Radio shows, and believe me, I am impressed. Even though there's some shows, they got people, they got some co-hosts and people talking, and people got a lot of questions to ask and stuff like that. But I'm gonna be honest with y'all. For those who have your own Blog Talk Radio shows, I'm like totally impressed for you guys are doing. If you guys keep this up and get the support that's needed, I'm telling you guys, you guys are phenomenal, period. I don't know how you guys did it, but you guys going through, things that, oh, it's much easier to do and everything. And, I mean, believe me, you guys are phenomenal. You guys are very phenomenal and everything. I mean, if you guys keep it up, you're gonna have more support. And I bet you guys, 9 times out of 10, you guys got about millions of people supporting y'all. Depending what religion you are, depending what organizations you're from, you guys are incredible. Before we go on break, I'm going to go on break right now, so you're just listening to The Chica Show only on Blog Talk Radio. Want to find a Chicago-style restaurant that's a family style that has a good taste of Chicago? Well, you're in luck. You're at Donnie's. They have good old-fashioned Chicago-style pizza, hot dogs, and even sell sandwiches in all types. We do dine-ins and carry-outs. Located at Village at Summit, 439 Northwest Loop 410, San Antonio, Texas. Open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday to Saturday, and 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sundays. For more information, call 210-562-3661 or go to www.donniesbeef.com. Donnie's, the good taste of Chicago. This message is approved by Angel.
You can't.
Listen to Chica Show only on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to listen to some more music in just a few seconds. And please call in when you get the chance at 657-383-0357. You're just listening to the Chica Show only on Blog Talk Radio.
kinda like to be the president.
Oh, yeah.
So I can show you how your money's spent.
Woo. Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Sometimes I don't speak right.
All right.
But yet I know what I'm talking about.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
I know you're waking for the CIA. They wouldn't have you in the bye-bye.
Welcome back to the Chica Show. I'm your host, Myra K. Chica. We're going to go on to the show here in a couple minutes here. I'm going to talk about something here in the news today. I'm gonna bring out something. This morning, I was on Facebook, and you know me, as usual me, I'm a typical girl who loves Facebook, and I love Twitter too, but, well, this morning I just recently found out there was an earthquake in Oklahoma, and I had a friend on Facebook that she was posting on there that there was an earthquake out there. It was like a 5.3, if I'm not mistaken. But for those who listen in Oklahoma City area, I do apologize. I really don't know the magnitude scale. But anyways, I guess no one wasn't hurt at this moment. I haven't heard anything from CNN or anything like that. But thank God that, you know, a friend of mine, you know, and her family's not severely hurt, but I'm glad she's okay. But just to let you guys inform about that, because that's pretty scary, you know. I mean, you're in a disaster situation like this. I mean, it is very, very scary, especially like in states that they don't have earthquakes. I mean, Oklahoma is basically had earthquakes, but not that severe. But in a way that, as like California, Alaska, and, you know, the Pacific areas, I mean, they do got earthquakes, but they're like, depending what kind of, you know, because they're like in the ring of fire. But, just to let you guys inform about it, but please to be careful and everything. Anyways, I mean, people on Facebook, they just posting a lot of love stuff because it's Valentine's Day tomorrow, and I don't like Valentine's Day, godly, I just don't want to like it, please. Something I love. I can't expect that to be, you know, big deal about that, but like I said, I just did a shout out to all my friends out there, and you know, earlier, for those that are listening in and everything. Big shouts. So, just called in if you have the chance. It's 657-383-0357. I did mention earlier about cheaters, the last week's show. I mean, it was kind of very interesting in a way because, you know, it was a time of Valentine's month and everything, but, I mean, I want to go on to it, but I want to talk about this week's, what happened this week. I mean, from Monday past till today, but, you know, Sunday... Well, Sunday, tomorrow's Sunday, but the Super Bowl was, you know, on. It was the Broncos versus the Panthers, and the game was very interesting, but the halftime show, oh my goodness, I love it. I mean, so colorful, so, I don't know, but they've been hearing about Beyonce and her little thing going on with the Black Pride. Look, I'm not going to be racial and all that stuff, but that's on her. Just leave her alone. If she wants to support her people, leave her be. I mean, just, you know, let her entertain. Let her have her fun. You know, at least she's doing it just for fun. And, you know, she just want to do it, you know? Just let her be. I mean, and then Bruno Mars entertaining, like, acting like James Brown, but very interesting style to it, and the songs are nice. But Coldplay, oh my gosh. They played my song called Paradise. That was like my one of my favorite songs ever. Oh my god. I was jumping up and down. I was like, oh my gosh, they played my song. And I was like about to cry, but I love it. Kudos to y'all, Coldplay. I mean, I love you guys. Are you listening? I love you. What's going on here? I mean, I've been seeing the news, and I got something that I remember. I was doing this assignment here, and I had to do a news. Okay, I had to do a local news, and statewide, international, and all that stuff. But anyways, if I remember. What's going on this week? It happened all this week. The news was so ridiculous. Number one. Number two, the only news that I really do not like, and it's very sad because technically, I mean, when I did that assignment and did it as a radio show, you know, top of the news hour and stuff, it was pretty sad. It just made me want to cry because it was going to be my next topic that I'm going to be talking about after we go on break, but before we go on. But I'm going to talk about one thing that is off the topic, but it is driving me insane. That happened this week. It was a 10-year-old elementary school kid, and it's here where I'm at, but it's like, I think about 25. No, wait a minute. I would say about 20 minutes from here, where I live. Okay. I'm not going to say no town, but I'm just going to say about 20 minutes from here. And this child let's take this back. It stated that this child, 10-year-old, from elementary school, refuses to do his work. He had a temper tantrum. I don't know why. But he started attacking two teachers by biting them. And the cops came, arrested the 10-year-old, and they put him in a juvenile detention center. Okay. Now, the teachers were cured by, the nurses in their school and everything, okay? But my main concern is the 10-year-old kid. Why he refuses to work. And this was what's going on this time. Because right now, children these days, they make up these excuses that, oh, my kid has autism, my kid got ADHD, my kid got this. Let me tell you something. I hate to be a blunt, you know what, about it, but I'm not going to say no foul language in there because this is a family radio show, and, I don't want to, to say anything, but I don't want to be negative about it, but I probably have to. I do apologize for my attitude, but parents out there need to be more responsible with their own kids. Yes, I'm a mom myself. I have a child who goes to elementary school. And yes, I could be a little firm with him. Okay. And I tell him before he goes to school, you better respect your teachers. It's like you respect your mom and dad, you respect your teachers. And they're the ones who's going to take care of you for 8 hours to give you the education. And you got to understand this. We parents have to tell our kids that you need to respect each other, especially the elders. It don't matter how old they are. They look young, and they're older than you. No matter how old, they're young or old or whatsoever, you got to respect them. Period. And I asked my son, what you going to do today? He'll say, I will obey my teachers. Okay. If I find out that he was being, misbehaving or anything like that, coach him. Talk to them. Tell them what's going on. But don't hit them. Hitting's not the answer. The belt is not the answer. The hands are not the answer. It's your mouth is the answer. Okay. Now, let's go on here. Everything is shared on social media. I haven't seen that part on social media. I saw it when I did research on the news. So, I'm going to continue on because I'm going to change the subject because this is too delicate for me and it's making me want to cry. But, I'm going to change the subject real quick before I go on break. We were talking about the halftime show that went viral. And I was talking about social media last week. And even though that social media is affecting to our minds and our organizations and businesses out there, you know, I wanted to find out what is your top five social media that you like. If you please do, share it on there. blogtalkradio.com/Chica Show. Or you could try to go to my Facebook page, group page. And I think it is, let me double check here before we go on. But if you do, please do go on to my Facebook page if you can. If you remember the web page, I think I had it on last week's show, but I'm going to say this again because I think everybody probably forgot about it, so I'm so bad. Okay, let me go ahead and figure out here what my website is. Okay, there it is. Before we go on, might take a little break here, but okay, people, it is www.facebook.com/groups/Chica Show Blog Talk Radio. Again, it is www.facebook.com/groups/Blog Talk Radio. Okay? And tell me anything, what's on your mind, what's, and the previous questions I asked you guys and everything, you know. I may ask a couple questions out there, and if you want to answer best you can. I am not your teacher. I am not your mentor. I'm not anything. And if you say something funny, I'll laugh. If you say something mean, I'll get mean. You know, by all means, you know, no big deal. I want to go on break right now. We go on. You just listened to the Chica Show only on excuse me, Blog Talk Radio. And the phone number here is 657-383-0357. Let's Talk and Pray is a nonprofit organization with your host, Sister MVP, Miss Marilyn Vasquez-Ferris. She provides conference calls every Sunday nights from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Time for spiritual advice and coaching. For more information, please go to www.letstalkandpray.com. Again, it is www.letstalkandpray.com. Let's Talk and Pray. You can't lose what God is used in our community. And I am blessed, and so are you. You're listening to the Chica Show on Block Talk Radio. More music to come.
Come to me, and everything seems alright. In these days of cold affection, you sit by me, and everything's fine. This could be heaven for everyone. This world could be fair, this world could be fun. This could be heaven for everyone. This world could be free, this world could be one. In this world of cool deception, your smile can smooth my ride. These troubled days of cruel rejection, you come to me, soothe my troubled mind. Yes, it could be heaven for everyone. This world could be fair, this world could be fun. This should be love for everyone. This world should be free, this world could be one. We should bring love to our daughters and sons. Love, 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 love. This could be heaven for
to the Chica Show on the Blog Talk Radio, and welcome back to y'all. And Just let you guys know, Chica's show is brought to you part by Donnie's Restaurant, Chicago style restaurant. If you want a Chicago style restaurant that's family style with good taste in Chicago, well, here at Donnie's, they have a good old fashioned style pizza and hot dogs. They even sell sandwiches and all types. They do dine-ins and carry-outs. For those in the San Antonio, Texas area, they are located at the Village of Summit. And the address is 4939 Northwest Loop 410, San Antonio, Texas. And they open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday. They just close already. And it will be open tomorrow morning, which is Sunday, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. You know, hey, if you got a couple for Sunday, you know, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., have a little luncheon. Come by at Donnie's. Have a nice steak over there. And for more information, for menus and everything else and directions, the phone number, I'm going to repeat this one more time. It is 210-562-3661. Again, it's 210-562-3661. Or you go to www.donniesbeefs.com. And this message is approved by Angel. And it's Donnie's, the good taste of Chicago. Welcome to the show, everybody. This is the Chica on Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to continue with the last minute of the show here. And I just made this the best thing ever. Tomorrow, everybody should know, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, Couples Day. You know, hand in hand, kiss, kiss, blah, blah. Okay, fine. Well, I'd like to share this thing for you. And this makes me feel like it is... I would like to give this gentleman a big, huge shout-out out there. I mean, he's a host on Blog Talk Radio on Mondays. And his show normally runs, like, I think every Monday night from, like, 8 or 7 p.m. Central Time. I'm not sure. And if you can look him up, it's J.R. Strickland. It's Pastor J.R. Strickland. I think, forgot the name of the show, but I know his name. But he does a show Monday nights about domestic violence. Let me tell you a little story about that. Once upon a time, you know me, as I'm the host of the Blog Talk Radio on Saturdays. Been looking at my ratings and stuff like that. And basically I saw a picture of a gentleman with sunglasses, you know, tilting down, you know, looking to his eyes. And it has his name, J.R. Strickland, and he's talking about domestic violence. And I had a friend... she recently had a Facebook page about love don't cost this thing, or I don't even remember what it was, but she was one of those previous co-hosts on my show. Her name is T. And she did her page and basically, it was talking about domestic violence, too, because, you know, she had a friend that recently got killed or something like that. But anyways, before I went on break, we were talking about the news about, what was going on this week. And that last thing I was going to tell you guys about on domestic violence. Well, a 23-year-old male from New York in Staten Island, I think he got arrested. I'm not 100% sure, but I probably get the information straight. But he killed a 28-year-old woman. It was probably his girlfriend, his wife. And three daughters. We got three daughters. Ages. From 2, 1, and a 4-month-old. That's that. The 20-year-old woman and the three girls, they went to that hotel as the shelter, because I guess they were in a domestic violence situation. And I guess the boyfriend or the husband, whoever he was, found them and stabbed all three of them. One of them survived. One of the little girls survived. And I don't know how old she was. But the sad part is the mother and the others were killed in a domestic violence situation. Oh, see, J.R. Strickland, he's a pastor in some church, I think in Florida. A big shout out to you, sir. Thank you so much. I talked to you. You are a phenomenal gentleman. Thank you for the advice that you gave women. I mean, as like, African Americans have been in a higher percentage of domestic violence. But, as you have to understand this too, we Latinos were involved in domestic violence too. And I mean, we're kind of like in the breaking the, the tie with y'all. But Jared Strickland, if you ever listen in, thank you for everything, for what you have done and everything. I don't know how many people who support you, how many you have, and, by all means, please continue doing this, because I would like to share this. Excuse me about that. I would like to share this to all my friends out there who are involved in the domestic violence, because yes, it is a toxic situation. Most recently, I'll say yesterday, I had a phone call from a friend. I'm not gonna say no name because I don't want to get into problems, because, with a significant other, if he ever listens in and he knows who I am, then, I don't want to be in danger. But these couples here, they were fighting. And as you know, that they always had to blame the girl for everything. But in a way, I was listening with the fights and the arguments and everything. It seems like it was her that she's the victim. But why I say that? Because how would a guy accuse a female thinking, okay, just because you're at work, or just because you stepped out of the house, or just because you went to your friend's house, or whatsoever, and you thinking, and guy thinks that the girl she's staying at is messing around with another man. Well, first things first, you know, I know it's not my business, but as I know this person through a situation, I don't think she haven't done this for a long, I mean, she haven't done it, period. She respects him. She haven't called me ever since, which I do understand, you know. When you're in a relationship, you know how it is. You must tell your man, you do this. But at the same time, you got to understand that she's innocent. But no, she thinks that he thinks that, I'll take this back. He thinks that she's been messing around, but just not true. It was him who probably mentioned about cheaters. Maybe she cheated on her. And, you know, I mean, this is not fair. And when I was on the phone with her the other day, I really want to save her. I'm trying to find a shelter for her. At least find some place far away from him so she don't have to be involved in the more into the cycle. You know, she loved him. Okay, I respect that. I'm not gonna, you know, pull a gun against her head and say, you need to break up with him or I'll shoot you in the head. No. Mm-mm. It's her decision. If she wants to leave in a toxic situation, she can leave. But she wants to continue in the toxic situation that gets her involved into more problems, more fights, more scars in her face, more marks in her face, more throwing punches, throwing blood all over herself. It's your choice. And it hurts. It does. Hearing everything, what's going on, and I've been seeing on social media, seeing this and everywhere else. But as for J.R. Strickland, Trent Shelton, and all these people out there who are doing the support systems and stuff, I mean, I give you guys kudos for everything about relationship, period. Because, A, you know, when you give an advice to someone, a really good advice, about someone who's going through a painful situation. It's like, you know, it's like an alcohol. You know, people drink nonstop to poison themselves and end up being killed. It's like committing suicide. But whoever stopped you to commit the suicide must be a good person. You know? And it could be one of your support buddies. And whatever you do, when you hear a situation like this, try at least to get help as possible. But the thing is that for you trying to be a hero, it may be difficult because you don't know who the other guy is. And you don't know what he got in the house. Because number one, he might have a gun and he starts shooting you. Number two, he might be having some knives, he might throw, you know, stabbed you. Number three, he might be having some chemicals that he put on your face. Who knows? But the victim, if you ever see the victim and they were involved and the others, the significant others not there, and you hear her crying and suffering and stuff, try to go up to them. I mean, I see a lot of things going on. Ask them what's going on. Are you okay? Are you this? Do you need help? You know? And they say, I wasn't involved in the domestic violence. My husband, my boyfriend, whoever hit me, I need your help. Please do help. I tried to help this poor girl out, but it seems like she loves him. And let me tell you something. You're a grown woman. You're a grown man. It's you to make the decisions in your life. It's you who's going to do it. I'm not going to stop you. We can continue as friends. We can continue as sisters. But regardless of what's going on, you need to make your own decisions. But you gotta think again. If you're gonna leave, don't turn back. Because if you do turn back, your life gonna end up being more toxic and more ugly. That it's not good. Many people say you gotta break the cycle and move on. Pray. Like everybody said, pray, read the Bible, do something. If that person, if you want to leave, and that significant other was looking outside, looking for someone, You thinking that you're going to be, you know, screwing around, this, that, and the third. He's no good of a guy. I'm sorry. To me, he is no good of a guy. And I will love to share this to Mr. Thrickman. But how I'm going to explain this to him, it may be difficult. but it's worth it. But a big shout out for JR Drinkland. Sir, if you're listening, thank you so much for that. Trey Shelton, the gentleman from Facebook, is really awesome too. He is, his videos went viral like crazy too, and he always gives people advice about friendship, relationships, and stuff like that. I mean, he used to be an NFL player, but he got rejected. And I guess being like an advisor for the people who trying to accomplish their lives. I mean, he is the best, the phenomenal all. I'm not going to say he's a god, but he's not God. But he's phenomenal, period. But, if you have any concerns about it, please go to facebook.com/groups/TheChicky Show on Blog Talk Radio. And please, please go to my page. Please do. Go to my page and tell me what you think. Because, I mean, it's been so difficult. Like I say again, it is facebook.com/groups/TheChicky Show on Blog Talk Radio. And they will say what's going on, aka The Chicky Show. So facebook.com/groups/TheChicky Show, Blog Talk Radio. And tell me what you think. People, it was pretty ugly. And I'm very disappointed because right now, you know, no talk, no action. I mean, can't do anything about it. Well, since I got 13 minutes remaining, I'm going to go in this part here. I'm going to tell you what's going on real briefly. This week, a couple of days ago, we had a virus outbreak. My friend got sick. He was ended up in the hospital and diagnosed with bronchitis. Oh, poor baby. My little one got sick too. Vomit, got fevers, got a gastrovirus and a strep throat. Go figure. So, I have recently posted on Facebook, it was a warning to y'all, and I was not joking, and this was not a commercial. If I think just because I'm on the radio show doesn't mean anything, but you guys, you better be taking care of yourself, you better do some proper hygiene in your body, because there's a virus out there that it will give you, excuse me, A, give you bronchitis. B, you get strep throat. C, you're going to be vomiting like crazy. Or D, you're going to be having, you know, the let it goes. And sing a frozen song. Let it go. Let it go. You can think I'm crazy, but it's true. I'm not going to say the D word. It's nasty. But, like I said, it's not good. People, this is serious stuff. You better clean yourself real good. Make sure your hands are washed thoroughly. Make sure when you ever in the bathroom or anything, make sure you have your hands washed. For those who like to clean the tubs, or please continue doing that. How you call it? It has been rough for me, what I've been going through with my kids, being sick and everything. I mean, I take good care of them. If it got worse, I'm telling you, oof, it's rushing down to the hospital again. And everybody's going to think, like, ooh, you're a palsy. No, I'm not. Because I'm afraid that the symptoms will come back. And I want them to be into that. Okay? So, people, take care of yourself on that one. And take care of each other, because this is no joke. Please use proper hygiene. It's not good. Okay? Like 11:20 in the evening. I mean, though it is getting a little late. You guys, thank you for everything, for the support I did. I've been doing this show by myself since I don't know when, but I mean, I used to have co-hosts out there, but. You know, with the weekend of Valentine's Day and everything. I let that go. I mean, you guys, thank you for everything that I need. And also thank you for support, excuse me. And this week, as you know, I will be preparing for the show for Saturday. Actually, I got another show earlier, and then I got this one at 10 o'clock, which I'm not that nervous, but. Yes, thank you for everything. Oh boy, I'm getting sleepy. It's been a long day for me. I mean, it's been a long week. Thank you for everything. It's only 11:22, and we got about 7 minutes remaining. Please make it real quick at 657-383-0357. Or go to www.facebook.com/ /group/blogtalkradio Chica Show Blog Talk Radio. And send me some comments and send me anything that you want. Please don't send me hate letters, please. And don't send me anything that's prerogative because I will know you'll understand. So sorry. Okay, we got close to 5 minutes remaining. Trying to figure out what to do tomorrow. So, guys, thank you so much for everything. Probably will end this up real quick with commercial, but I'm going to end it. So, I'm going to have more music to come. And big huge shout out to everybody out there. Thank you for listening. Happy Valentine's Day. And for those real quick, in the San Antonio area, if you guys want to have a nice lunch in and live in San Antonio area or plan to go down there for a trip, please stop by at Donnie's Chicago style restaurant. Like I said, they got good old style pizza, hot dogs, they sell sandwiches and all types. And they located at in Village at Summit. It's Summit. And the address is 4939 Northwest Loop 410, San Antonio, Texas. And they're opening tomorrow, which is Sunday, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And during the weekdays and Saturdays, they open from 11 to 9, so they close at 9 o'clock. For more information here, for address and all that stuff, contact 1-0-562-3661, and the webpage will be com. And the message is be approved by Angel. A big shout out to him. And say hi to him. Hi, Angel. And I'm going to end this tonight. And you are listening to The Chica Show on the Blog Talk Radio. And we are signing off. And you have a wonderful, blessed night. And thank you for listening in The Chica Show only on Blog Talk Radio. Signing off.
I've been facing this alone for much too long. Oh, I feel like no one ever told the truth to me about growing up and what a struggle it would be. In my tangled state of mind, I've been looking back to find where I was wrong. Too much love will kill you if you can't make up your mind. Torn between the lover and the love you leave behind. Your head explodes in laughter 'cause you never read the sign. Too much love will kill you every time. down.